And so a simple reading for us this morning. Yeah. Last week, Rhonda talked about the words that we understand maybe sometimes give us the hardest lessons. Before we even get started, I'm going to start off with some of the concluding words that I have prepared for this morning. I'll repeat them again at the end. The disciples were sometimes bewildered as they heard what Jesus said. We too can be perplexed. When Jesus explained something, even they were often still a bit astonished. A couple of weeks ago, we heard Jesus telling the disciples and us at the Sermon on the Mount about those who are blessed. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the pure in heart. But why are they blessed? Because their hearts are oriented inwardly. They're willing to be in a life that is surrendered both to God and to their neighbor. And they're willing to be empowered by that life. And they're not blessed only because they blindly followed those rules. We've also heard over the past few weeks that Jesus had the highest level of respect for the Mosaic law, the law given to Moses, and upheld by the people for many centuries. And this week, in this reading, still in the Sermon on the Mount, we hear Jesus giving specific examples of the law and explaining why simply observing the letter of the law is not quite good enough to maintain relationships with God and with our neighbors. Now, at first glance, it appears that the list of laws that he brings up are quite diverse. They don't seem to have a lot in common. He moves from murder to judgment to adultery to divorce, the making of vows. And I suspect that some of us might have been squirming by the time we got to the end of that list. Oh dear. But let's begin at the beginning. All of these laws that Jesus talks about are foundational in some way. Foundational. Murder. We don't need to elaborate on that one. Reconciliation with people we have conflicts with. Upholding marriage and relationships. And then we hear one of the laws and its interpretation that we might have trouble with. Divorce. Now, we need some historical context to what Jesus is talking about here. The original law in Moses' time was that a man could give his wife a certificate of divorce on grounds of infidelity. Over time, the interpretation of that law became a bit looser, to the point that some believed that a man could divorce his wife, well, for pretty well any reason. That reason might be as simple as, hey, that food you made last night didn't taste that great. Out you go. And, well, in Jesus' time, a casual approach to divorce would have been disastrous for the woman in a marriage. She would have had no money, no food, no place to stay. Also part of that certificate of divorce, often back in the time of Moses and up through that period, was the idea that money would often be given to the wife, the return of a dowry that perhaps the husband had received. But by this time, there was there were lots of occasions where none of that was happening. It truly was. Out the door, thanks for coming by. No money, no food, no place to stay. So in our passage this morning, it seems that Jesus is actually reaffirming the original intent of the divorce law. To provide support. To make the scope of divorce very narrow. And not just be at the whim of the husband. And then finally in our reading this morning, Jesus is asking for faithful adherence to both what we say and promise. But let's take a higher level look at these laws. I suggest that what they're really all about, is trust and compassion in the community. Jesus begins by talking about respecting the lives of others so that we aren't constantly in fear of each other. Then he talks about relationships within our families. Then about relationships in business and with our neighbors. And then about cutting things out of our lives that aren't healthy for us and for others. And about being faithful and respectful in marriage. And being honest with each other in what we say and do. So I'll say it again. Those laws are about trust and compassion. Now, earlier this week, I was joking with a few people, and the suggestion was, that we would all perhaps stand up, and then I would read through the laws that Jesus talks about. As soon as we heard one that we have violated at some point in our lives, we would sit down. Then we would see at the end who was who, separating the men from the boys, the girls from the women. Now, I believe that we're not a nest of murderers here. And so that would be a good start to that exercise. I did this at 8 as well, just making sure that there are no murderers here. But by the time we get to the end of that list, well, I suspect that nobody would remain standing. So instead, we're just going to remain seated, providing us a convenient shortcut to the end of that exercise. But here's the point. Jesus came to earth as an extension of God's love for us. And he calls us to a relationship with him. Jesus reminded us here that resentment, that alienation and estrangement from others prevents us from even giving our gifts to God. How can we be close to God if we're filled with resentment and estrangement and fear? Now, Jesus doesn't expect perfection, but he calls us to try. Jesus is calling for a world full of compassion and trust rather than a world full of fear. This is a world where we focus on what goes on inside us rather than focusing on external forces, things that drive us apart. From each other and from God. This God is a God who wants to be present in our lives. Not a God who is a keeper of checklists. Is it too late for us if we have gone against the spirit of any of these rules, against these laws? No. With the help of God, we can try to start living up to them right now. And we can restart tomorrow if we slip a bit. And the next day, and the next. But do we have a sin debt, a debt of sins, that we can never get out of? Do we need to feel guilty or fearful for the rest of our lives? Well, Jesus promises forgiveness for the wrongs that we do. He came in love, not to bring judgment. We are invited to enter into a relationship of love with him and with God, not a relationship of fear. So in this passage from the Sermon on the Mount, we actually see him trying to eliminate relationships of fear and mistrust. Jesus gives the disciples and us a new way of life, not rejecting the tradition of the law, but building upon it. So I'll repeat what I said at the beginning. The disciples were sometimes bewildered as they heard what Jesus said. We too can be perplexed. When Jesus explained something, even they were often still a bit astonished. If you have questions or are troubled or would otherwise like to talk about any aspect of this reading or any of the readings this morning, please don't hesitate to get in touch with Rhonda or with me. My title is Assistant Curate. And curate means the care of souls. Let's ask God to give us the courage to move forward, heading towards this new abundant life. It's a way of life that demands more and promises more.